Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Diana Clark.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here today on the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine, that I do once a month with my lovely co-host, Diana Clark. Diana, welcome.
Good morning.
Yes, it's so much fun when we always get together. But before we get into what we're talking about today, I need to get on with some of the events that we have unfolding here in the Pacific Northwest, and one of them is here in Port Townsend. It is Ignite Your Force and Enter the Healing Zone with Sufi Matthew. He is a Kung Fu master and healer. He's going to be in Port Townsend at the beautiful Fort Worden area at the Madrona Mind Body Institute on Friday, March 22nd from 7 to 8 p.m. and his program also from 8:30 to 9 p.m. and he's going to be here on the 23rd as well. He is a healer. He's going to be teaching people how to heal in his teachings, and he's also going to do group healings and private healings. All the information is up on our site at conscioustalk.net. He's a pretty phenomenal guy. He's the only one that helped Rob with his arm that would swell up and ache several times a year, and it's been over a year since that has occurred. So you want to tune into that. And also the Focus Life Force Energy Innovations Corporation, which is a service company providing a subscription that greatly increases your level of consciousness. It'll up-level the consciousness on a property. If you put it on your cell phone, you can take it with you. There's a lot of health benefits, better sleep, better concentration, more creativity, more peace, higher level of energy, lots of benefits. There's a free 15-day trial. Go to our Facebook page, which is facebookpage.com/conscioustalk. It'll take you to our page, and there's an article on it. You can click on the URL and tune into the free trial, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, are you reactive or response-able? Well, if you understand that little play on words there, then you're ready for the Women's Hour this month. And the feminine focus falls on a higher way to be with what life throws at us. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Diana Clark.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome to the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine, a show that my lovely co-host Diana Clark and I do once a month here on Conscious Talk. And today we are going to talk about reaction versus response. And what does that really mean in your life, and how can you shift from reactionary to response-able or responsive? And Diana, welcome.
Thank you, Brenda. I dug my way out of the ice and snow this morning to get here.
Yes. Well, we have 38 degrees here.
Oh, well, that's good. Then it's not so frozen anymore.
No, no, it is melting. And they say we're getting more Arctic air that's going to come down, and we're going to get a little more snow in the whole West Coast, apparently, including Hawaii. They had lowland snow in Hawaii, the lowest it's ever snowed in Hawaii even. So the West Coast is getting slammed. And you know, Diana, I think this is maybe a good thing to talk about in regards to whether and how we're reacting to the weather that is so strange, or if we are responding to it in a higher, more peaceful, more accepting way, because this is something you and I got into a great discussion about not too long ago, about reaction versus responsive, or being response-able. And there is a huge difference in that. I believe our listeners are aware of that. When we are being reactive, something is being triggered within ourselves. And I know you and I both had, especially you had a situation not too long ago where you were called upon to choose. And I'm saying choose because we really do have the choice to be either responsive or reactive. The problem is, if you will, or the challenge is, we get into the habit of being reactive.
Yeah. You know, with my own situation recently, which is actually something that made us want to talk about this today. And I had someone that was upset with me. And so she had called, and I usually don't pick up my home phone, and I did that moment. And so she started talking about the thing that she was upset about. And so I actually just listened to her for a while. And then she got into a place of, because I wasn't responding to what I was seeing, is it was becoming more egoic, mind driven. It was one thing to call and say, hey, you know, this thing I didn't like, and that's fine, you know, and then you listen to what the person has to say so you can validate what they're saying. But then it continues on because I'm not responding in the way that she wants me to. I'm just listening to her. And I wasn't interjecting anything. And so the conversation gets a little bit more aggressive from her side. And then I realize, the thing that had happened, I must have really triggered something in there. And, you know, some old pain, something got triggered in there because it kept getting a little bit meaner, a little bit meaner. Until then, it was just at this point where, and this is probably 15 minutes in, and I just interjected that, you know, I've heard you, and I actually heard you the first time, and this, none of this is actually getting us anywhere. And I was not helping her egoic place because I wasn't feeding in and grabbing that energy. I was keeping my responses sensible, grounded, and, you know, I just said my couple of sentences at the end of it. And then I kind of had to wrap that up because I could see she was really angry, and her anger was a bit out of place for the situation, which was actually something that her mind had kind of made up because it really was not what had happened. And I saw something the other day, Brenda, and I wrote this down because this is really true. And so it says, be gentle with the people that you meet because their outsides may not match their insides.
Yes, and I want to just break that down a little bit. What happened with you, first of all, she wasn't getting the reaction that she wanted from you. In other words, when we're in an angry place or a blaming place, a pointing finger place, and not looking inside to see, why am I being so triggered about this? Why did this call forth my anger? Why did this call forth pain in me? Instead, when we're angry at the person that actually triggered that and brought that forth, which is really a gift, and we don't look at it that way. It's a gift for that person to have that drawn out so that that person could have examined it. But if we're not conscious enough to do that, then all the egoic mind is looking for is reaction. And what the person on the other end is being called upon to do, to either react to that or respond. And like you, you didn't have any trigger points around this at all. So you could be in a very grounded, peaceful, responsive place. And it made her more angry and more angry because she, her ego wasn't getting the reaction that it wanted. And so when we look at it as a whole, it was a, there was a real opportunity, and I call it a gift because any opportunity, at least from my perspective, is a gift that we can give ourselves and each other when we look at it as an opportunity to grow, to learn, and to go into a painful place like that, shine our light of awareness on it, and heal it so we can move it on. That's why all of those things are happening. They, everything is for us when we understand that this is a gift in our life. This is an opportunity to heal something within ourselves instead of reacting and projecting it onto another.
Right. And, you know, that was so well said, Brenda, because I did realize right away that I had triggered a really wounded part of her. And, of course, I was hurt, too, because I was very vulnerable and very open when that piece happened. So what I did is exactly what you just said. I wasn't going to blame her. I looked at myself, and I began to look at what is it that I'm to learn from here? Because one of my themes for this year is to give love and accept more love. That's kind of my thing this year. So I kind of went into that space. And, you know, I shared with you, I was kind of in a grieving process because I had to really get into the heart center and be able to move that energy along and off of my heart center, which is today I feel fantastic. And what I did is that she actually, because at first my inclination is always then to, you know, I'm a Capricorn, to kind of close down and shut off my heart center. And I felt myself do that. And it was just a moment. And I went, nope, I'm actually going to do the opposite. I'm even more vulnerable now. I'm going to be more open now.
Yes.
I'm going to give more love. And I'm even going to send you great love and healing energy for that part of you. And when I went into that place, then, of course, now I'm walking in joy again. And this just happened about a week ago. So in the week, and I always take the time to really look at it, I let myself grieve. I don't pretend it didn't hurt me.
Right.
I don't pretend any of it, but it allows me to process it. So when I came out the other side, you're right, Brenda, this was about a gift for me that, okay, this happened. It's not something that's a common thing to happen in my life. As a matter of fact, it's probably been many, many, many years since I've had something like that happen. And now I'm better prepared because I am more awakened. I am more conscious of the things that happen. And we all go through these things, but it is what we decide we're going to do with it. And I chose to use it as a gift for myself, not blaming her for anything because I do understand her pain. And it just, it ended up being, I'm a better person this week than I was last week because of this.
Yes. And it also calls forth, where, when we're in that state, in that place where we can be open to that, to explore it for ourselves, to give that love, not only are you more loving, to her, but you're more loving to yourself. This draws upon a piece of us that it's like a muscle that we have to build, and that muscle is compassion.
Yes.
When you go through something like you did, and it was what we talked about and why we wanted to do it today on the show, and you process it in that way, folks, you start to develop that muscle of compassion. And when we are a compassionate species, we are standing in our own truth. We are being responsible for our own stuff, even if someone else triggers it. We almost can say, thank you for that, because this is really triggering something inside of me that I'm willing to go in and look at, and not only look at, be with, process, heal it, and move it on, so that that's healed now in me. I don't have to attract that again. And that's a gift I give myself. And that opportunity also goes for you. You, the person that are so angry and projecting the anger and pain onto me, you have that great opportunity now. Think of how the world can be when we operate from that. Because that's what we're talking about today, folks. Reaction versus responding. We'll be right back.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Scream it loud from the rooftops. Conscious Talk delivers. So are you ready to take charge of your healing? Sifu Matthew, Kung Fu master and healer sought out by elite athletes for his healing ability, is coming to Port Townsend March 22nd and 23rd at the Madrona Mind Body Center at beautiful Fort Worden. Sifu Matthew will show you how your body can dramatically change and heal for real with his science-based energy healing approach. You will learn his grounded teachings to heal yourself of chronic conditions such as cancer and other diseases and injuries. He will walk you through positions, directions, and internal actions that create dramatic shifts in your electromagnetic field. Visit the events section at conscioustalk.net for details, or call 360-385-1239 to register. That's 360-385-1239. Ignite your force and enter the healing zone with Sifu Matthew. For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
And welcome back, folks. You're listening to the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine, that I do with my lovely co-host Diana Clark every third Friday of the month here on Conscious Talk. And today we are talking about reaction versus being responsive, or responsible, if you will. And there's great meaning in that, because when we're living from more of an egoic place, in other words, we're living in a lower vibrating energy or a lower consciousness, our ego is in front. We've given our ego a lot of power. And when we give the ego power, the ego is very reactive. It's very defensive. The ego loves to go to war. And the reason I'm saying that, Diana, is this person that you were speaking about when you had this incident happen, is this person was got angrier and angrier because her ego was not getting the reaction it wanted. It wanted to go to war. It's combative when it's in that place. Right. And it has to win at all cost, and it needs to be right.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking, is that lesser mind has to be right. And if you aren't responding, and the reason I didn't have much response is that wasn't my energy. As a matter of fact, it was, I was just telling you during the break, it was almost like it was this foreign sound going on in the background, and I had no relation to it whatsoever.
Right.
But,
right.
It gets meaner and it gets more aggressive because it has to be right and it wants a response from you.
Yes.
And so I was really staying very centered and very grounded. And for that, I that was what I was feeling at the time. And, you know, earlier, Brenda, when you had brought up the thought of compassion, and I shared with you that goes so much hand in hand with kindness.
Yes.
When we practice compassion and we practice kindness, and it is a practice, because otherwise we're always so much more reactive to things that are happening to us. And this always goes back to that deeper work. It is one thing to say I am a spiritual being, and it is another thing to actually do the work. And that's why when these opportunities come up, it is the opportunity to do the work on you. Because I can't control her, but I can look at what I'm doing. What am I learning from this? And one of the things that really did come up also was that I don't think I would have that even in me to call somebody and, you know, pounce on them like that. That just would never be something I would do. Mm-hmm. And not only because I would know it would hurt that other person, but actually, Brenda, it's because I couldn't do it either because I would suffer something horrible. And I actually did think of that after that call ended. And now I was suffering because, you know, it hurt me. And from her side, she probably, I'm going to assume, had some form of suffering because if she doesn't get right with that for herself, she's going to carry that anger and that suffering in her body, and it's going to come out in another way somewhere else.
Yes, absolutely. And this is how we get ourselves into trouble physically when the body begins to, you know, express out those pent up emotions, those stuck, buried emotions. The body will express it out in different ways. And that's when we make ourselves vulnerable to diseases and illnesses because we're carrying too much baggage, too much pain. And I've often, Rob and I have often talked on the show about making space. And what I mean by that, so that everybody understands, when you are carrying a lot of pain in your body, and not just physical pain, I'm talking emotional pain, and sometimes you've got it so deep within you, and it's stuck so deep, you're not even aware of it. When you carry that around, and for years that begins to affect your body, your nervous system, your parasympathetic nervous system, and it leaves you open and vulnerable to illness and disease because it weakens the body to carry that and to make space for something greater, something higher in frequency, you have to heal. You have to be able to let that energy move through you and move out of the body. And now you have space for a higher vibration of love or kindness, compassion, caring, generosity, beauty. All of those are higher frequency energies that the body would then be open to. And then when you carry those higher frequencies, you help your body heal. If there's certain things that are starting to flare up in the body that you're not even aware of yet because the symptom hasn't presented itself, this carrying that higher frequency, those higher frequencies will help your body to self-heal. So it goes hand in hand with everything. Everything is connected. So when you are in a reactionary state, simply know, without judging yourself harshly, being kind to yourself, being compassionate with yourself, that there's something there to be worked on, to be healed, to be released, to make space for a higher energy to be present. And that's the gift, right, Diana? This is the gift we talk about. This is what you receive when you own your own stuff, when you don't point the finger, when you don't react, but you take a breath and you did like Diana did. You know there's something there in you. There's a gift there for you, something to heal. It's an opportunity.
Right, right. And when you're reacting in that place of fear, oftentimes your anger core is really ignited during that time. And there's always, I always have, you know, my umbrella I talk about of suffering, where there's the fear, the anger, the lack, and there's always that painful part. And you're always creating and interested in lots of drama and lots of stress. And that was one of the things. I am so far removed from that part. And I used to do that too, and probably do it occasionally, but not very often, because I am used to walking what I call my divine path, which is my path where I make conscious decisions where I'm walking in awareness because I am interested in joy, I am interested in peace, and I'm interested in freedom of the soul. Those are three really powerful things that everybody wants. We all want that. So that means I have to change things in myself to create that place for it. Like you were talking about creating the space, for it. And that's it. That's really the secret to it. And we all want it. We all want to be joy-filled. We all want to express great love and kindness and generosity because you know what? I believe that is the basic peace of all humans. I think that's what's inside all of us. And we get very fascinated by all these dramas happening out in the world. And if everyone can pull that in and do that deeper work on yourself, that's where that work begins. You have to do this deeper work on yourself. And the result is to walk in joy because we all want to feel joy-filled and happiness.
Absolutely. And the true measure of the soul is that joy, is that generosity, is that compassion. So all healing is really, to just really simplify this, Diana, all healing is really is making space for your authentic self to be present.
Yes.
That's all it is. Whether you're healing emotionally and then you're healing physically and the subconscious heals at the same time, all you're doing, folks, is making space for you, the real authentic you, to shine forth. It's not something you have to learn. It's not something you have to go out and get. It's already there. It's already there. You are the gift you give yourself. You are it. There's nothing outside of it, of us, that is it. It's us. And that's the beauty of healing. And when you get on this path, and like you said, Diana, you know what you want. You are more, I would say you are more than interested in the things that you mentioned. You are fascinated with it.
Yes.
And to be fascinated with joy and beauty and kindness and generosity and love and all of those high vibrating energies, that means that your authentic self is now operating is at the helm of the ship.
Yeah.
And when your authentic self is at the helm, you are in a healing and healed state. And it isn't about being perfect.
No.
It isn't about being right about that. It simply is. It is our natural state of being. And that's why it's so important that we heal on this planet, that each soul come forth and shine forth, and each person makes space for their authentic self to come forth, because this is the way we're going to heal everything on the planet. The environment would heal automatically when enough of us do.
Exactly.
That's the beauty of all this. It's all done in consciousness. Well, we're here today talking about reaction versus being responsive, and what is the difference, and what do those higher frequencies mean in our lives. This is the Women's Hour, and we'll be back after these messages.
Got indigestion, gas, bloating? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of the good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Stress, fast food, x-rays, antibiotics, they are all a part of modern life. They can decrease your good intestinal bacteria, leading to a rise of bad bacteria and then digestive distress. Make 2019 the year you tackle your digestive concerns head on. Rebuild your good intestinal bacteria with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, a worldwide leader in probiotic health for over 30 years. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's will help improve your digestive well-being. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics will help you feel better. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Get your digestion under control today.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at PlusCBDOil.com. That's PlusCBDOil.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that rocks the soul.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Make it a great day. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back, folks. You're listening to the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine here on Conscious Talk Radio. I do with my lovely host, Diana Clark, the third Friday of every month. And it's, Diana, it's always such a delight to do this show with you because we get into these conversations and we dig a little deeper and we uncover something and we go a little deeper and we uncover and we go a little deeper. And this is how you and I, when we're in conversation together, this is what we do. And you wanted to bring up something about the authentic self, because that's really something that gets thrown around a lot, is the authentic self. And I love what you wanted to bring up. So share that.
Well, whenever you were saying that, I've heard that word used so loosely. I'm my authentic self. Well, to me, authentic self is authentically what's inside me. And so if I've done deeper work, my anger core isn't quite as big. It's down. It's been downsized. And what's been upsized is my feelings of love and compassion and kindness. And, you know, that's what's inside me. And I believe that that really is the essence of most humans. But when we're saying the authentic self, what I really see a lot of the time is where people go, yeah, I went out and I gave them a piece of my mind. I told them I was authentically. Well, no, to me, that's the egoic mind being sleek like it is, because it's like this little stealth fighter.
Yes, it's the egoic mind co-opting. Co-opting the soul self, the true self.
Exactly. And so that's why when I heard authentic self, I was smiling over here and I'm like, oh boy, that really opens up a whole new piece here in this little chapter that we're discovering today. And when you're authentic, I think the authentic self, the soul self, is so beautiful. It isn't. And if I do have something I need to talk to you about, Brenda, I would call and I'd go, well, you know, Brenda, whenever you said whatever I was ever, and you're like, oh, God, didn't mean to do that. And it's kind of over and done. It's not it's not like attacking. I wouldn't even have that in me to do something like that. So when we're saying authentic self, I think that that is not authentically running out into the world and screaming and being, you know, this ugly part of myself, this anger part of myself. The authentic self is a beautiful piece. It is the soul self. That's the spiritual self. And so that
that self lives in peace. That self wants nothing to do with war or passive aggressive or, you know, attacking or defending. It has nothing to do with that. That peace is at peace. That soul self is at peace. And so it can't be anything other than that unless the ego has co-opted part of it and is still operating. And you were right, Diana, the ego is so clever. It is so clever at manipulating ourselves first and foremost, and then going out and trying to manipulate others and convince others of something we are not.
And, you know, I've had that pop up in me actually recently in the last few months where, I don't know, whatever things happen. And, you know, they're little things always. And you want to blame the other person. And I caught myself doing the blame game. And I went, oh, my gosh, look how sleek that was, because it made me think I was so in the right. And I stopped immediately and I went, nope, that's about me. So now I got to turn that in and figure out, how did I manifest it, or how did I allow it to show up in my life? If it's there, there's something in me energetically that has allowed it. And so that then it allows you to, it's the grand opportunities again, the gifts to work on yourself. If you turn everything back to yourself, you kind of will, you'll get to the truth of the matter. And so, and that's that practicing what you were saying earlier is, man, you do have to practice this stuff because you want that to be who you are. It's just second nature.
And you have to live in that level of awareness because you're aware. This has happened to me too, where something comes up, and living with a partner, like Rob and I living with, you know, husband and wife or partners or whatever, is such a grand opportunity for this to all unfold because you can bet your bottom dollar that at some point you're going to trigger each other. And that is the beauty of that gift, is to stop and take a breath, become aware that you were triggered. You were triggered. If that triggered you and there is a immediate wanting to react and defend and protect and lash out or withdraw and in a passive aggressive way, withdraw and pout and just cut off the energy and not want to talk, not want to be around that person, you can bet your bottom dollar that something in you is being called forth to be healed. To be healed. And that is the opportunity. Well, we're here today talking about responsive and reaction. You know, are you responding in your life, or are you reacting in your life? Big difference. We're going to continue our conversation. You're listening to the Women's Hour. We'll be right back.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
More than a conversation. Conscious Talk Radio.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And we're back. You're listening to the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine, that we do once a month here on Conscious Talk Radio. I'm here with my lovely co-host, Diana Clark, and today we're talking about reaction and response. Mm-hmm. And there's a huge difference in how you can heal that, and we're going to get into that in a moment. But first, I want to remind you to go to our website, ConsciousTalk.net, and in the events section, check that out. There's a lot of events unfolding. We're having a big event that Conscious Talk Radio is sponsoring here in March with healer and Kung Fu master Sufi Matthew. And remember, folks, destination point, that is Port Townsend. This is a destination place. So come over. You don't have to not come because you have to make a trip across the water. It's a great place to come and visit. This is being held at the beautiful Fort Worden Madrona Center, which is the Mind Body Institute. It's lovely. It's going to be a great weekend of healing and learning how you can help heal yourself. So tune into that. So Diana, we want to talk about maybe some of the ways that people can heal mm-hmm. when they get triggered.
Yeah.
You know, what are some of the things they can do for themselves when they get triggered?
Yeah. Well, I can talk to what I did going through this thing I recently mm-hmm. went through, because this has been a week, and in 1 week I went from great pain to back to my joy center.
Yes.
And standing in my power. And my power, when I say my power, it's actually very soft and yielding.
Yes, and of course.
What I practiced right away is I actually put my hands over my heart, and I did practice deep breathing right away mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. I had to get that initial piece off of my heart center.
Yes.
After that, I did some what I call my visualizing, where I'm mm-hmm. sitting in, and this is different for everybody. If you call spirit, source, God, goddess, whatever you call that from which you came from, I imagined myself basically sitting in the lap of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way I see that was God was like a firelight, a source, an energy that I'm made in the likeness of that. I come
yes.
from that. And when I sat there, I actually even picture myself kind of laying over the lap, and mm-hmm. it's because I'm wanting healing, and I'm
yes.
completely vulnerable, and I'm open. And mm-hmm. this is kind of when we're meditating or we're doing prayer or contemplation, visualizing, any of these pieces are kind of a lot in that same puzzle piece. And I did that every day, because after I would pull my thoughts away from that, then I could kind of check where I'm at. So
yes.
I had to practice this right away, and I had to get I did end up talking to you right away, because I'm not good. I was never good about sharing my own pain with other people. And mm-hmm. having you in my life has mm-hmm. allowed me to find a very safe person who I can describe what I'm feeling without comebacks of, you know, judgments, or you mm-hmm. should do this or you should do that. It was just, you listen, you gave beautiful words of wisdom. And it's not even giving advice. It's like the stuff that you were telling me just made me feel so good right away. So that was another source I used.
Yes.
And so that's how I went through it. And then throughout the week, yes, it pops up into my mind, but now I actually can sit there, and most of my thoughts are going towards her when I do think of it, that I am sending her healing thoughts.
Yes.
Because that had to be very painful for her.
Yes.
And so I do have compassion for that.
Right. And you know, what you expressed, Diana, was beautiful. And that is a beautiful process to go through. And it works. And it worked for you. Mm-hmm. Everyone has their kind of different way of expressing that. Yes. But I will tell you what's important about putting yourself in that energy of God or Source.
Yes.
Is in that, if that firelight or that light that you talked about, and just laying across the lap of God or Divine Mother or whatever
yes.
you want to picture,
yes.
and being completely vulnerable, and what you are asking for is to be healed,
yes.
to be purified of that energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that does. It starts first with awareness. Secondly, breathing into your heart so that you can get to a place where you can be vulnerable enough to ask for what you truly need, which is that healing, to visualize how that comes down for you. It may be different for one of our listeners. It may be the same, but the process really works because all it is energy. All of it's energy.
Yes. Yeah.
So we're just healing that energy. We're up leveling that energy from a lower density energy to a higher loving frequency. That's all we're doing. And letting that purify that lower density energy in and through you so that you can come to that place of peace. And then extending that peace and that love to the person or persons or experience that you had so that you're complete with that.
Yeah.
And if you have to do any forgiveness work around that, very similar work. You could bring that person into the lap of God with you.
Yes, yes.
And help ask for that forgiveness for yourself and that person and heal that.
Mm.
The point is, you know you're complete when you are at peace with it and you are no longer triggered.
Mm-hmm.
When you are neutral, I'm talking that love is a neutral energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like water. It goes in and moves around and through everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's no judgment. There's no considerations. It's just this neutral, pliable, open, relaxed, beautiful energy.
Yes. And
that's
you know,
what it is. And that's called peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this time, these were the tools that I used.
Mm-hmm.
Next time, I might practice earthing. I
yes.
might go out and sit in nature.
Yes.
I might,
and ground it into
yes.
nature.
I
yes.
might, I might do some kind of ceremony. I might light a candle and contemplate. Or
yes.
whatever it is I'm doing. Each time, I just let whatever flows naturally
yes.
be the thing that I resonate with. But one of the things you did say, Brenda, that I think is key is that it all begins with sitting in that divine space.
Yes.
It has to me, because that is your power grid. That's your
yes.
source. That's where
everything's
coming.
That's who you are. From. At
yeah.
your soul level, that's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is a very powerful place to be. It's where we all want to come from to heal this planet, to heal the environment, to heal all the wars that are within ourselves and each other and the world. The only way to it is to heal this way. And it's why we wanted to talk about this today, folks. This is so important that we pay attention to how we are either responding or reacting to life, to everything that comes forward in life, and to truly understand that if something comes at you, like Diana had that incident where this woman came at her, this is truly your soul calling it forth, because it is a huge opportunity, a huge gift, if you will grab it, if you will own it without judgments and considerations, and understand that this is here for you right now. The opportunity is for you to heal. And you can say no to it. You can stay in your reactionary mode. You can stay in the egoic mind. That is your choice. But be sure that you know that if you do, it's going to come around again. And a lot of times, if your soul is really wanting to heal something, really wanting to grab your attention, it's going to come back bigger the second time around and bigger the third.
Yes.
And sometimes when it comes back big, I call it tapping. God taps on the door, then God knocks on the door, then God blows the door off.
Yeah.
And when the door gets blown off, a lot of times that's when disease sets in or a huge loss of some time, something comes to you because your soul is determined to help you wake up. This is the process, folks, and we're all going through it every day. So grab a hold of those opportunities, those gifts, and take them into your heart and do the responsible thing. And when you do, you get to experience the joy and the peace that we're talking about, the love. And it isn't about being perfect. It's about being who you are at a soul level. And that is perfection. That is a certain type of perfection. And it's not egoic at all. It's just a knowing, an absolute peaceful knowing.
Beautiful.
And that's what we're going to leave all of you with today, because that's the important work that Diana does, that I do, that Rob does, that a lot of people we know, and hopefully you're out there listening, that you're doing it. And if you're not, you're deciding, you're choosing now for yourself to do it. Let's heal this together, folks, so we can have heaven on earth. It's here. It's available. We just have to be willing to take it into our hearts and minds and do that. So, Diana, as always, my love, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Thank you, Benny, for all the great music, for all the great work you do. And, folks, thank you. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where everything that happens to you transforms into everything is for you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jaro Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.